With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As terrorist rockets continue to be fired toward Israel, the Israelis continue firing back. Israeli aircraft bombing the Hamas stronghold of Gaza City, responding to Saturday's barbaric attack on Israeli civilians. Correspondent Joseph Fetterman says things are getting desperate for civilians in Gaza, forced to live among terrorist bases.
So what we see now, and what we will see in the coming days, are shortages of food, of fuel, electricity, and so forth. You also see people fleeing their homes, close to 10%, nearly 200,000 people, about 10% of Gaza's entire population, have been displaced and forced to flee their homes. They're staying either with relatives or in UN shelters that have been set up.
Additional American military aid has started arriving in the Jewish state. President Biden says the U.S. has Israel's back. Israel's intense bombing of Gaza comes ahead of an expected ground assault as Israel has called up 300,000 military reservists. The war has already claimed at least 2,200 lives, Israelis and Palestinians. Also at SRNnews.com, stalemated over a new House Speaker. The Republican majority scheduled to convene behind closed doors today to try to reach a consensus and take a vote.
Lawmakers say today's private ballots to replace ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy could take a while. Two leading contenders, Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, appear to be splitting the vote. McCarthy, who was openly ready to reclaim the gavel he just lost, told colleagues at a candidate forum late Tuesday not to put his name up for nomination.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Another powerful earthquake has shaken parts of western Afghanistan, where a quake on Saturday left more than 2,000 people dead. Like Saturday's Temblor, today's was a 6.3 magnitude earthquake. This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency is at work in Armenia.
Samaritan's Purse has airlifted 30 tons of food, blankets, and solar lights to assist suffering Christian families fleeing their homes in mostly Muslim Azerbaijan to safety in mostly Christian Armenia. More than 100,000 people have been on the move, and the Armenian government is not able to handle the sudden influx. Samaritan's Purse is urging believers in this country to pray for the refugees and that peace will hold between the two neighboring countries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The winner of the Miss Portugal pageant is a man. A 28-year-old male living as a female won the title this month and will now move on to compete for the Miss Universe crown. In fact, Miss Portugal, not the only man who has won a women's beauty pageant this year. The Miss Universe contest was purchased in 2022 by a transgender business mogul from Thailand. This is SRN News. A star American athlete of the 1980s, sidelined by illness.
Olympic gymnastic champion Mary Lou Retton has pneumonia and is in intensive care in a Texas hospital. Her daughter, McKenny Kella, shared Retton's condition in an Instagram post. Retton was 16 years old when she became an icon of the U.S. Olympic movement during her gold medal winning performance at the 1984 Summer Games in Los Angeles. She became the first American woman to win the Olympic all-around title. Kelly says her 55-year-old mother is now fighting for her life and not able to breathe on her own. Her daughter started a fundraising campaign on Retton's behalf for medical expenses. Kelly wrote that Retton does not currently have medical insurance. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 108 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 61 points. S&P futures up 14. More details at SRNnews.com.